New projects financed by the Northern Healthy Communities Fund will work to support communities facing rapid economic growth. 14 projects along the Coastal GasLink pipeline route will receive a total of $1.3 million through the Northern Development Initiative Trust. Minister of Municipal Affairs Nathan Cullen explained a bit about where this funding comes from and what it works to do for municipalities.
This is part of a large package for the North, $25 million that we put into the Healthy Communities Fund for our communities, large and small. We're funding in this round another 14 projects worth almost $1.5 million. And we work with our partners at the Northern Development Trust, who are amazing at administering this. And they've chosen some incredibly impactful projects from the far northeast to the northwest and all points in between. We've put out about $5 million of the fund so far, 46 different projects right across the region, and it's amazing to see the difference that it's making.
This intake of funding mostly consists of hiring people to expand local services, but Cullen explained that the program as a whole is committed to working with communities to improve residents' lives.
One of the things I like about this fund is it's very broad. It, a lot of different groups, nonprofits can apply for this, local government, all sorts of, just about every group that you could imagine. And it's pointed towards making our communities healthier places to be. So from funding childcare spaces to helping with reconciliation between local government, domestic violence support for those trauma centers, to nursing. I mean, the list is quite long and the groups are very diverse. And I'm really proud about how much impact this money is making on our communities every day.
Projects in the regional district of Kitimat-Stikine area add up to a total of $423,000, which includes bringing a new fire prevention coordinator to work in both the Thornhill and Nass Valley areas and hiring a full-time mental health support coordinator for Terrace's Kasan House Society. Cullen talked about the impact projects like these can have on smaller communities and why it's so important to fund them.
Well, for that woman fleeing violence, to have somebody that they can go and work with and talk with and get out of that unsafe place. I actually don't know how to measure that in dollars terms, but I know it can help save and change lives in a positive way. So some of the impacts are very direct. We know they've led to agreements between local First Nations and local government. That can be huge in terms of our efforts on reconciliation. Some of the effects are very positive, but a little harder to quantify, but we know it helps change people's lives for the better.
New projects will continue to be announced until 2026, and applications for the next intakes of funding are now open.